ARB's attorney read that for the comptroller?
He did.
Okay.
And he did the press release.
Okay.
It seems to me like they ought to take half their salary while they're in training. I can't imagine taking the full amount when they're learning and giving them good education.
I totally agree with you. I'm going to go on a limb and say I disagree, and I think you're asking someone to come in and do work, whether it's training or not. I feel like I don't have a beef with paying them their full per diem. I'm not confident that I have the information that this much extra training is needed. I mean, it'd be nice to train them for 6 months, probably, but, you know, is that the norm? Is that what's expected?
Well,
it feels like to me that maybe I need more information to see that this increase of training days is...
But this is training only for the new people, the 49 new people, right?
Not the old ones.
Well, it also includes the training goes on all year.
This includes a full day on February 19th for every member.
Yes.
And then a half day on April 7th.
Right.
And then all of the panel chairs being trained. So it's all of the training program for the ARB.
I think what the other ARBs are doing throughout the state is going to dictate what direction the board goes, right? Because I'm hearing that we just need more information at this point.
I'll report back for the next one.
Thank you.
But I just want to say I appreciate you wanting to go above and beyond with the ARB training. I appreciate that. We just need to see what kind of the standard is around the state.
Okay.
And one thing I would add in advance is that when this comes back, I would add an amendment to your request that would require ARB to use the electronic form in order to get this approved.
I'm sorry?
I would add an amendment to your request that would tell the ARB to use the electronic form as well.
Any further discussion?
Great, so that we'll put that on the future agenda item for update. On to item 5C, discussion and possible action on furniture purchase for 850E Anderson Lane under U.S. General Services Administration GSA Corporate Purchasing Program.
So for the furniture for our new building, we will be reusing everything we have here. One change that we are making is on our residential appraisal department. They currently have a spot where a taxpayer could come and sit down at their desk. They haven't had taxpayers at their desk since 2017. We've done it in a horseshoe type setup. So for the new building, we're proposing to remove that spot and have just a regular workstation. It allows us to fit more people in that area. So this cost covers those additional parts for the cubicles, the installation, the breakdown of our cubicles here and putting them back together at the other building, and then any additional parts and pieces. They would also move all of our office, like our equipment and our file cabinets and all of that for us as well. So the total cost would be $466,805. That is a not to exceed amount, so as we finalize more of what we need, that cost should come down.
Any discussion?
Question. Did y'all get estimates from different companies?
So Modular Installation Services works directly with Compatico,
okay,
who is the provider of the cubicles. That's their provider,
okay,
their hub. Compatico is on a numerous state purchasing contracts. We've used them for the whole time I've worked here.
And how are we trending on the overall construction budget? I'm curious if there's any money we could repurpose from there, if there are any savings.
We are still under our original budget for construction, so these funds would come out of the 850 EAL Holding Corp.
This was budgeted for?
It's part of the construction and renovation of the building.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
What is the total budget for the reconstruction of the building? Is it here, page 67?
It is on page 65. So right now the total budget's at 7.3 million. That's some change.
So are you proposing to move monies?
No, I just need, since it's over my purchasing authority, I just need y'all's authority to purchase it.
But it's, it's
not a budget amendment.
No, but it's within the budget.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you did get, like Teresa asked, several bids on this?
We did not go out for bid because the current cubicle layout is from Compatico. So to use those parts, we're just ordering additional pieces. It still has to come from Compatico to make it work. So Compatico's on the state contract. This would allow y'all to purchase. If you're on the state contract, you don't have to go out for RFP.
I move approval.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Next on our agenda, we have item 5D. That's discussion and possible action to the response letter from school district to TCAB board, dated February 19th, 2020, and other related matters.
And we will need to go into executive session for items D, E, and F, but if you want to take any public comment before, I think this would be an opportunity if there's any public comment.
I didn't have anyone signed up for comment on them, but if there is anyone that is wanting to speak to them, please let us know.
What's the reason that the response has to be in executive session?
There is some advice that you're going to get from your attorney.
Okay, seeing none, time is 12:10, and the TCAD Board of Directors will go into executive session. The board may meet in executive session to deliberate any matter authorized by Texas Government Code Section 551.001. Texas Open Meetings Act, including Section 551071, consultation with an attorney regarding pending contemplated litigation, settlements, offers, and matters on which an attorney has a duty to advise the board under the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct by the State Bar of Texas, Section 551.072, deliberations regarding real property, Section 551.074, personnel matters to deliberate the appointment, employment, evaluation, resignation duties, discipline, dismissal of the chief appraiser or other public officer or employee, Section 551.076, deliberations regarding security devices. The time is 1:22. The TCAD Board of Directors will enter open session. Item 5D, discussion and possible action on response to letters from school districts to TCAD. Board of Directors, dated February 19th, 2020, and other related matters. Is there a motion?
Yes.
Item's been moved and seconded. Let's take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion passes unanimously. On to item 5E, discussion and possible action regarding market data contracts for valuation process. Item has been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Duly noted. Let's take a vote. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion passes.
I have to abstain.
Okay. Motion passes unanimously with one abstention by Teresa Babb. Item 5F, discussion and possible action, litigation appeals related to pending to lawsuits and anticipated lawsuits.
No further action on that.
Okay. No further action on that. Though it was discussed. And 5G, discussion and possible action to add items to future agendas. Does any board members have any items they'd like to see appear on the next?
The ARB training budget request.
Okay. Any other direction?
On the open records request, we discussed if the comptroller has received any A-Board communication.
Any other agenda items? Seeing none, we'll go to adjournment at...
Do we want to set a date for a future agenda?
Oh, okay. Yeah. When would y'all like to meet next?
Tomorrow.
We will, we have availability of this room in the month of March. If we are moving to our meetings come April and May, we'll be using this room Monday through Thursday for our informal hearings, so we can have our meetings on Fridays when staff will be off-site at the community centers. This room would be available for board meetings in April or May. So it's depending on whether or not we want to have another meeting in March or if we want to wait until April for the next meeting.
We can get this training issue resolved before April.
Okay.
So but 2 weeks from tonight.
Yep. The 19th. And we will do it as a meeting for specifically those topics, the ARB training and the budget, the resolution for approval of litigation, and the open records request to the comptroller, and the results of our open records request.
Okay.
And I'm guessing we're going to be getting updates to what we're about to do.
In litigation.
Can we do it?
That's spring break, and I'm honestly don't think we're going to get
to
that. 26,
yeah.
That's
fine. We get to 26. Yep.
26. We've changed from the.
Yeah, we'll be available on 26.
Mm-hmm.
In March.
Yeah. Some people still celebrate spring semester.
Yeah.
I got two more.
Okay, so we're down for March 26th, 11:30, second floor, TCAD headquarters.
Yes. And just as a note for the future, April and May, if we have our board meetings, we'll need to do them on a Fridays when this room would be available.
Okay. On to item 5G, adjournment. At 1:28, the Travis Central Appraisal District Board of Directors stands adjourned.
Second.